Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Red Limit, The Search for the Edge of the Universe by Timothy Ferris is a vivid exploration of how modern astronomy learned to measure the cosmos, confront its boundaries, and rethink humanity's place within it. Centered on the idea of the Red Limit, the farthest reach of observable galaxies whose light is stretched by cosmic expansion, but the book follows the scientific quest to detect ever fainter objects and interpret what their redshifts mean. Ferris presents the story as both a technical adventure and a human one, weaving together the development of telescopes, detectors, and observational strategies with the personalities and rivalries that shaped 20th century cosmology. Rather than treating the universe as a static backdrop, the narrative emphasizes a dynamic cosmos with a history, a scale, and a set of open questions that remain active areas of research. Readers get an accessible big-picture view of how evidence accumulates in astronomy and why the edge of the visible universe is not a wall, but a frontier defined by physics and time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redshift as a cosmic ruler. A central topic in the book is how redshift became one of astronomy's most powerful tools for mapping distance and time on cosmic scales. Ferris explains the basic observation that light from distant galaxies arrives, stretched toward longer, redder wavelengths, and how that shift can be quantified and compared across many objects. The narrative links this phenomenon to the expanding universe framework, showing how a measurable property of light can be translated into an estimate of how far away a galaxy is and how long its photons have been traveling. The topic also clarifies why redshift is more than a single number. It depends on careful calibration, instrument sensitivity, and statistical confidence. Readers see the logic of building a distance ladder and the importance of cross-checking methods, since cosmology relies on inference from limited signals. Ferris uses the red limit idea to emphasize that observing higher redshifts means looking further back in time, toward epochs when galaxies were younger and the universe was denser. The outcome is an appreciation for the way a simple spectral shift underpins a vast reconstruction of cosmic history, while still leaving room for uncertainty and debate. Secondly, building the instruments that reach the edge, Ferris highlights that the search for the edge of the visible universe is as much an engineering story as a theoretical one. But progress depends on gathering more light, rejecting noise, and extracting reliable spectra from extremely faint sources. This topic covers the incremental but transformative advances in telescope design, from larger mirrors and improved optics to better mounts and tracking that allow long exposures. It also includes the revolution in detectors, as astronomy moved from photographic plates to electronic sensors with higher sensitivity and more linear, quantifiable responses. Along the way, the book shows how instrument limitations shape scientific questions. What can be measured determines which hypotheses can be tested. Ferris portrays the observatory as a system where every component matters, including site selection, atmospheric conditions, and data reduction methods. As astronomers push toward the red limit, they confront practical obstacles such as sky glow, spectral contamination, and selection effects that can bias the sample of observed galaxies. The broader lesson is that cosmology is anchored in craftsmanship, patience, and rigorous methodology. The edge of the universe is approached not by a single breakthrough, but through a chain of improvements that collectively expand the observational horizon. Thirdly, competing models and the rise of modern cosmology. Another key thread is the intellectual contest over what the expanding universe implies and how to interpret the growing body of observational evidence. Ferris situates the red limit within broader debates that shaped modern cosmology, including differing views on the origin and evolution of the universe. The topic underscores how scientific consensus forms over time through repeated measurements, independent confirmations, and arguments about which model best explains the total set of data. Readers encounter the tension between elegant theory and stubborn observation, especially when results are uncertain or when multiple explanations fit early datasets. The book emphasizes that cosmology is inherently historical science, reconstructing past conditions from present signals, so assumptions and priors matter. Ferris also shows the role of prediction, where theories gain strength when they correctly anticipate new findings or guide observers to decisive tests. Importantly, the story does not reduce science to a straight line of progress. It treats it as a process of refinement with detours, personalities, and institutional pressures. This topic helps readers understand why the red limit is significant. It is a testing ground for ideas about cosmic evolution, the distribution of matter, and the overall geometry of space, all inferred from faint, distant light. Fourthly, observational challenges, bias, and scientific self-correction. Ferris gives careful attention to how difficult it is to make trustworthy claims about the farthest galaxies. This topic focuses on the practical and statistical challenges that arise when signals are near the threshold of detection. Astronomers must separate genuine spectral features from noise, account for instrumental artifacts, and correct for the atmosphere and intervening material. as observations reach toward the red limit, selection effects become especially important because the surveys preferentially find the brightest objects and may miss populations that are numerous but faint. The book illustrates how such biases can distort conclusions about galaxy formation, density, and evolution if they are not recognized and addressed. Barris also highlights the culture of verification that keeps the field honest peer review, replication, improved measurements, and the willingness to revise interpretations when better data arrive. Disagreements are portrayed as productive when they motivate clearer methods and more decisive observations. Readers learn that uncertainty is not a flaw to be hidden, but a quantity to be managed, estimated, and reduced. The overall message is that reaching for the edge of the universe requires humility and rigor, because small methodological errors can lead to large cosmological claims. Scientific self-correction is the mechanism that turns fragile early hints into durable knowledge. Lastly, meaning, scale, and the human story behind the data, beyond the measurements. Ferris explores what it means to search for an edge to the observable universe and why people devote careers to a frontier they can never physically reach. This topic connects the technical pursuit of high redshift objects with deeper questions of scale, time, and perspective. The red limit reframes the night sky as a layered archive, where looking outward is also looking backward toward earlier eras of cosmic history. Ferris brings forward the human dimension of science, including the motivations, rivalries, collaborations, and moments of doubt that accompany work at the limits of detection. He also conveys the aesthetic appeal of cosmology, where abstract numbers translate into sweeping pictures of how structure emerged from early conditions. The search for the edge becomes a narrative about curiosity, disciplined by method, and imagination constrained by evidence. Readers are encouraged to see astronomy as a bridge between everyday experience and the universe at large, offering both intellectual excitement and a kind of philosophical grounding. The book suggests that the value of cosmology is not only in answers, but in the habits of thought it cultivates careful reasoning, respect for uncertainty, and wonder informed by measurement. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers, science-minded students, and anyone who enjoys narratives about discovery and the making of modern ideas. Readers do not need advanced mathematics to benefit, but an interest in how evidence is gathered will deepen the experience. The Red Limit can improve a reader's life by strengthening scientific literacy in a practical way. It shows how big claims about the universe rest on careful instruments, cautious interpretation, and constant cross-checking. That perspective carries over to everyday reasoning, helping readers evaluate uncertainty, distinguish data from speculation, and appreciate why expert disagreement is often part of progress rather than a sign of failure. The book is also emotionally rewarding because it connects cold measurements to human ambition and wonder, making the cosmos feel less abstract and more knowable. Compared with many cosmology introductions that focus mainly on finished theories, Ferris emphasizes the path to knowledge, including the observational struggles that shape what can be said about the distant universe. That blend of history, method, and frontier science makes it worth buying for readers who want both a clear overview and a story that captures the texture of real research. If you would like to support Timothy Ferris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.